Lady Air Mobile.
YDI N4ZLK. Is that David?
Yes, sir. Hey, Shane, how's it going?
Yeah, going here. I haven't heard you in a while. Hope you're well.
Ain't much, usually. I'm out driving. I dropped my son off. I feel like halfway up to North Carolina at one of his buddies' house, so just fighting traffic on the way home now.
I don't know which side you're... So you're out of Spartanburg, I think. Is that correct? So you'd be going up 26?
I'm in Greenville, and I was just joking halfway to North Carolina. It felt like it was halfway to North Carolina because we live, I guess, closer to Malden, and I had to go all the way up here to, like, Taylor's area. So I joke. It felt like halfway to North Carolina.
I couldn't remember. That's right. Yeah, just trying to go across Greenville this time of day is terrible, so I don't envy you.
But it is funny because if you look at the time to get from, like, where I live to maybe Asheville, I would say probably a good half is getting through Greenville.
I used to live in Simpsonville, and it felt like it was easier to get to Charleston than it was to get up to Hendersonville or Brevard or North Carolina or Asheville area.
But, some days it's not bad, other days, I guess it just depends on what time you're going. Right now, I just stayed off the interstates completely because they're just standing still, so I'm going side roads.
Probably a good idea. It's usually what I do, and sometimes I think, did it really save me time? But once you make that decision, you got to run with it.
It saves much time, but like I tell my wife, I'd rather be on side roads just moving and take an extra 10 minutes than I would sit on an interstate.
I understand. It feels like you're getting somewhere if you're moving. Even if the time you sit is not much longer, or even shorter, it just feels better moving.
People flying in and out of lanes and rear-ending each other and all that kind of stuff. I'd rather just take my time.
I understand. Is your son going to be up there for the weekend?
Just spending the night with a buddy, and then he's having some kind of sleepover party up there, but we are actually, I'm picking him up early, and we're headed to Bristol to go see that baseball game that they're playing.
I have to go back tonight.
It takes 3 days just to get there.
Most of the commuting with the kids, because you see what I'm doing, I'm still working. But when I was home, it seemed like there was always something to take them to, and it was never convenient.
Nonstop. Like I said, it's pretty much when I'm on the radios, when I'm in my truck. I haven't been on HF in maybe once in the last 2 weeks because, one, weather, and two, we just got so much going on. But it seems like every afternoon when I want to get on the radio, it starts thundering.
The good storms. In fact, one just went over my house. I was looking at the radar. One just went over about 30 minutes ago. If it doesn't break up, it's headed this way, so we'll see.
Through it, probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes of rain, but it rained pretty hard, but it wasn't very long.
A little relief next week. I haven't checked the weather, but I've heard rumors from different people that it's supposed to cool off in a couple days. We'll see.
I've always had little faith in the weather, but I have none whatsoever now with what these people, the weather channels, and you'll check those apps and it says it's not going to rain till 9 o'clock, and as soon as I put that antenna up in my backyard, it starts raining, so I have zero confidence in their ability to predict what's going to happen.
Wash the car or put the antenna up, that's usually when it, or make other outdoor plans, that's usually when it rains.
That's right. Well, what are you getting into this weekend? Anything fun?
I don't really know yet. Depends on what the weather's like tomorrow. I'll do a little something around the house probably. But hang on just 1 second. Texted everything I just said to you. I'm not sure what happened. To my wife, fortunately, that was it. But anyway, Sunday we've got my son-in-law and his twin brother are having a birthday party, or their mom is throwing a birthday party for them. So we're going to go up for that. It's up in Hendersonville, but I don't have to drive across Greenville to get there. I'm already on that side of town.
Good time. I really enjoy going to Hendersonville. We've been up there a few times just for like a Saturday or a weekend or something. It's a lot of fun.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is fun. I got to go. I got to figure something out here and I'm almost where I'm going, so I'll let you go. Nice to hear you, Dave. Hope you have a good weekend. Hope you can get home soon. we'll talk to you later. KQ4YDI, N4ZLK.
KQ4YDI, 73, I'll be clear.